Ghana, like many developing nations, faces an increasing demand for energy due to population growth, urbanization, and the quest for economic development. However, the country also experiences frequent power outages, which deteriorates energy security, and power generation relies heavily on fossil fuel usage. This combination calls for effective energy management and the adoption of energy-efficient practices, as well as sustainable cooling that frees up more energy for gaining economic sectors, as well as protecting our climate. Welcome to Let's Talk About Energy, the podcast where we explore the intersections of energy, sustainability, and technology. I'm your host, Michael Kofi Abrokwa, SC Falls Country Coordinator on Energy Efficiency and Cooling. Today, we're diving into the critical topic, energy efficiency, cooling, and Ghana's climate change ambitions. As Ghana aims to meet its climate change goals, whilst ensuring economic growth, energy efficiency plays a critical role in the context of cooling. We'll discuss the definitions, the challenges, the innovative solutions, and how Ghana is positioning itself to become a leader in sustainable energy, as well as fulfilling its climate change goals. Hop on this ride with me. To kick things off, we'll be looking at why energy efficiency is so important in the industrial sector. And I have a colleague and a friend to join me. We have Kofi Emim from the Association of Ghana Industries Energy Service Center, who is an expert in industrial energy management and sustainability. Welcome, Kofi.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for inviting me to also speak on this subject.
So before we dive in, maybe you can introduce yourself and give a bit of background about your work when it comes to energy efficiency in industries.
I'll start from the beginning. So I didn't originally start in the energy sector. My bachelor's was in civil engineering at KNUST. And then I did a master's in renewable energy and clean technology in the University of Manchester in UK. And when I came back down, after working a bit in Manchester, I joined the Association of Ghana Industries Energy Service Center, where I'm the technical expert for renewable energy and energy efficiency here. So that's sort of a short background.
That's pretty interesting. You have a diverse background from the UK, and you've seen how industries are working in the UK. And the UK really stands to be one of the places where energy efficiency in industries is really focused on. I'm wondering what kind of experience you've been really channeling into our industry in Ghana. But let's start from the top, where we are looking at why is energy efficiency so crucial for industries in Ghana?
Before I even answer that, I want you to understand how I see energy efficiency. So generally, the way I look at it is doing the same amount of work with the same quality and quantity by using less energy. That's how you are energy efficient. So energy efficiency in general is important in all industries. But then specifically in Ghana at the moment, and let me just chip in with our current economic, situation. Energy efficiency is important in decreasing energy costs for the industries. Right now, that's what they look at the most. So we've been to a lot of industries. We speak to them. We want to find out why they'll be interested in improving their energy efficiency. The first thing that pops out is decreasing their costs. And I didn't understand it at first, but then when I looked deeper, I spoke to other colleagues at AGI, you find out that before the companies can be competitive, they have to decrease their costs, which will decrease their production costs. In turn, when they add their profits and they are selling it, it becomes more competitive on the market. So that's the main reason why energy efficiency currently is important. But then looking further, meeting climate goals, that's the second thing for our companies. It should be the first thing, because we need to survive. And if the climate is messed up, we'll not be able to survive in this world. So those are the two main reasons why energy efficiency is important.
Interesting that you say that it should be the first thought, but then as a company, your main aim is to make profits. So therefore, if you're not profitable, then you're not achieving your aim. Yeah. And I'm not so surprised that the high cost of energy is one of the key things that companies are looking at. Because, I mean, as we both know, being able to decrease the cost of the amount that you are paying for energy will directly affect your production and would also affect the goods and services that you're able to provide.
Yeah.
They knowing that this is something that's quite important for increasing their bottom line, what have been the strategies that they've been taking to improve energy efficiency, or some of the strategies that I'm sure you've been sharing with them?
So the first thing that jumped to industrial players, you'd think it would be energy efficiency, but then they first look at renewable energy. They look at solar because that's what everyone is talking about. But then what I try to explain to them is before you get into renewable energy, you have to make sure your processes are efficient. Because if, let's say, you are supposed to set up 1 megawatt peak of a solar system for your plant, right? But then if you do energy efficiency first, it might turn out you don't even need 1 megawatt to power your process. You might need less. So in the end, you're saving money not just on, you know, your immediate production cost, but you're saving money on the solar system you are going to do, right? So it's supposed to be a trickle-down effect. But then for them, they went to renewable energy first. But now we are, you know, pushing the word out that energy efficiency is the first step. It's an easier way to start decreasing your costs before you get into renewable energy.
And this is the conversation that keeps coming up every time when it comes to the energy sector, really the energy story, where for most companies, neither to wean themselves off ECG, that's the electricity company of Ghana, they're looking at renewable energy sources whilst not addressing the inefficiencies in their processes, how they are looking at energy. And to be honest, they are being wasteful with energy. So it's just as you are saying, and I'm sure you see this often, the switch to renewable energy, but then the efficiency in terms of using energy is not really seen.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how that awareness is really brought to bear from your side. How do you make them aware that these are the wastes that are going on and how can we better improve it?
Yes. So with the Energy Service Center, what we do is we have a series of webinars. So each year we have webinars where we speak about climate, we speak about energy efficiency, renewable energy. When we go for meetings where companies are coming together, we also speak a little bit on our services. But before we even, you know, advertise ourselves as we are supposed to, we mention to them the importance of energy efficiency, what they might be doing wrong. To find out exactly what their problems are to address, we'd have to do an energy audit. So we'll have to go to their facility, conduct the audits, depending on what type it is. And then we'll be able to give them in-depth understanding of what they need to do to improve their energy efficiency. But then currently with the awareness raising, the main thing we are doing is the webinars. We've been running some advertisements on radio and TVs. I think those are done. But we'll try to, you know, revive it again and speak specifically on ways they can improve their energy efficiency.
From what I'm getting, I think that the first step is then awareness creation.
Yes.
Through the webinars.
Yes.
Then the second step is helping these companies that have been identified to conduct comprehensive energy audits.
Yes.
One of the key things that has to do with energy audits is financing for most industries.
And that's the main problem.
That's the main problem.
That's the main problem.
For you too. What has been your take on that so far?
The main thing is the sector is not fully developed yet. The energy efficiency sector, it's far behind, even farther than the renewable energy sector. So it's still being, you know, let's say we are raising it together like a baby, right? And before we're able to get to a point where the companies realize how much savings they can make, a business case for it, it might take a while. As you are saying, the awareness is the first step. But then afterwards, once they are aware of, you know, the benefits of energy efficiency, I think they would come running. So what we've done right now is we go to the companies. So we go to you, we present to you, we show you a business case. We show you other companies that have benefited from it. We have a couple of companies in a network we call the Energy Efficiency Network. I think it's being pioneered by the Energy Service Center in Ghana right now. We have about 10 companies. These companies have come together. They have a certain targets to reach. We've conducted energy efficiency for them. The energy efficiency companies couldn't pay the full price, or at least we thought they wouldn't pay the full price if we went to them with it. So what we did was we got external sponsorship from the German development company. They are paying most of it, and their companies are paying sort of a token to show their commitment to the network. So we already know the current environment is not developed yet to the extent where energy efficiency is prominent, but we believe with time it will get there.
Interesting. This sounds like something that I did with some various companies, some SMEs, looking at a green fund where we, of course, created the awareness on energy efficiency and the benefits that they stand to gain. But then they were to show some sort of zero commitment by maybe switching their bulbs to LED, which would show that they are committed to actually implementing some of these things before they could get access to the fund, where we're looking at 3,000 euros so that they could use it to switch some of the equipment, looking at energy efficient equipment that they could use and substantially decrease the amount of energy that they are using in their production.
Yeah, even just to add to that, when we are preparing reports after the energy audits, what we do is we try to divide the, or let's say segregate the recommendations into four: zero capex, low capex, medium capex, and high capex. So because the finance is not available for them to invest in high and medium capex, we usually advise that they target the zero and the low capex recommendations. Zero capex, you don't have to put in any investment. It's basically stuff like optimizing your use of air conditioners. People use ACs at 16 degrees, 17 degrees. It doesn't make sense. It's best to use that 24 degrees plus or minus. With time, it usually cools the room. So these are like zero capital expenditure recommendations. Then the low ones, like what you said, maybe PIR sensors. That's motion sensors for the lights. So when people are out of the rooms, you don't have to switch it off manually. Then medium capex, more expensive. High capex, maybe solar. Maybe you'd have to buy a new motor or something like that. So we try to segregate it so they can at least start from the cheapest one, work their way up. When they start making savings, they can put that into investing into the medium and high capex.
And this falls also directly in line with what SE4ALL is doing with mission efficiency. And I'm sure we've had so many conversations and programs on it where we are trying to rope in financiers and funders who are looking for various projects in energy efficiency. And you also have project developers who also have already put together projects on energy efficiency and are looking to get funding to be able to implement these things. And this is with the aim that the various targets that are being formed, whether it's on an individual, a company, or a municipal or country level, we are increasing the ambition of energy efficiency and also creating a community of practice where information flow from one industry to another is relatively easy.
Yeah.
One of the things I also want to sink in and talk a bit more about is, how do you feel government has been supporting all of this? Or what sort of regulations and policies have really supported the energy efficiency agenda in industries?
Yeah, so I'll be a little political with this answer. And I'll start by saying it's not like the government isn't doing anything, right? But then other countries are doing a little bit more, like Kenya. Kenya are far advanced in their energy efficiency supports. They are mandating energy audits for companies, I think, once every 3 years. South Africa has some tax incentives if you are being energy efficient as a company. But then the Ghanaian government is helping. The first thing I'd mention is developing the carbon markets by EPA, right? The voluntary and then the mandatory markets. EPA has done a good job with that. I think four countries have signed on so far. South Korea, Singapore, Switzerland, Sweden? I think four countries have signed on so far. The other thing I'd mention is the Energy Commission EE standard and labeling for, I think right now it's 21 appliances. It's one of the most in Africa. I think it's going to be on laptops and everything now, microwaves, but currently they are revising the old labeling standard for fridges and air conditioners. I think they had a meeting last week for validation. Those are a couple of things they are doing. There's also the RE fund, but we've not heard too much about the RE fund. I don't think it's being utilized yet. So that's one thing the government can do to sort of incentivize companies. Along with the other things like the tax incentives. I know currently for solar panels, there's a waiver, I think, for inverters too, but then batteries are not yet. So there are still some things that can be done to sort of improve it and make it more conducive for companies to be energy efficient.
Thanks for that. What would you say our future outlook looks like? I mean, you sit here at the Energy Service Center directly talking to Ghanaian companies about energy efficiency, about renewable energy. What's the future looking like? Especially in my eyes, I feel like we lack a lot of technical expertise. And I'm sure the AGI Energy Service Center has been doing a lot more on training as well. Could you also talk about that, as well as the future of energy efficiency in industries in Ghana?
Yes, so I'll start with the technical expertise. I don't feel necessarily that we lack the expertise. I think what we realize at the center is most of the experts are locked to specific companies. So let's say a big firm, I wouldn't mention any names, has an energy expert who is probably certified by the AEE as a certified energy manager, but he's working full-time for them. He wouldn't be able to, you know, work on another basis for any other industry. We have a couple of those. I think currently about 6 or 7 people are certified energy managers, which is the highest energy certification in the world, right? And there are a couple of other people who are certified energy auditors, certified industrial energy professionals. There are a lot of certified people. But since the market, again, I'm saying, is not fully developed, you don't see them working outside. They're usually working with development corporations, and they're not individually working with companies directly, right? For what the AGI ESC does is we have a number of trainings. We know not anyone can go and pay for the amount of money you need to be certified internationally. So we have trainings that are introducing people into the basics of energy audits. So type 1 energy efficiency training. We have that going on. We do energy management system training for both companies and for service providers. And then now we are the IEPA partner in Ghana to be running the AEE trainings. So we are starting the certified energy manager training in June. We'll be running, that's our first cohort, and we have a number of people who have already signed on. And hopefully if all of them pass, that's maybe 10 extra certified energy managers in Ghana alone. So it's something that is gradually going on. As for the future outlook, I think it's not bleak. 2 years ago, I would have said it's bleak, but then now speaking to other companies, I think the awareness is going far. Companies are seeing the importance. Now they come to us. We would have a commercial company, a big hotel, call us that they want a comprehensive audit, which is a 10-day work. It's not cheap. But then they know how important it will be. They know that at the end of the audits, if they implement everything in a year, they can be saving 1 million Ghana cedis. After 5 years, it makes so much sense. So why wouldn't they start now? Because companies are buying into it. And hopefully, once the government jumps into it, maybe they'll start mandating some of these things. Development organizations, SE for All, GIZ, they are all putting in their parts. There's going to be the EDGE certification for buildings. There's the EPC. There are a couple of things going on. So the future is not too bleak. With time, I think we'll get there.
I like your outlook. And yes, the future is not bleak at all. And I know that government is putting in measures to make sure that these things are mandatory, especially for energy performance certificates for buildings. So energy managers are going to be needed. A lot more energy managers are going to be needed.
Yes.
Meaning that your hands will be full with a lot of training.
I hope so.
Can you tell me how industries can prepare for such future development? When you talk to industries, what do you tell them? How do they prepare themselves for these future developments that will be coming on?
So when we speak to industry, we try not to limit them to just energy efficiency or renewable energy, but then sort of to develop a roadmap on how to decarbonize. we know it's coming. We know the carbon tax is coming. It's been announced at the start of this year, or since January, right? There's going to be a carbon tax for industrial and commercial companies, and you'll be paying an amount of money per ton of carbon dioxide emitted, right? So we've started sort of introducing them to the concept of carbon accounting, right? So now, before you even, you know, get deep into renewable energy or energy efficiency, you know how much carbon you're emitting. If you do your energy audits, you know how much of that you can curb. If you add your renewable energy source, you know how much of that you are curbing on top of that. And then you have a roadmap on where you want to be by 2060. I think that's where Ghana wants to, in quotes, decarbonize. It might be tough, but then, you know, that's the target set. And at least having a target is better than having no target. So we try to give them a holistic outlook of it. We don't want to just limit you to, if you turn off your ACs when you're out of the office, you're going to save energy. It's short-sighted. So we try to give them a holistic look at everything.
It's been interesting talking to you about this and to hear your insights, for you to share what's really going on in Ghana's industry. Folks, it's been a pleasure to be your host as well. And thank you, Kofi, for this.
Thank you, Michael.
This is Michael, and we've been talking today about energy efficiency in industries. It's been insightful and informative. If you have any questions or topics you'd like for us to cover in future episodes, kindly reach out to us on social media or visit our website. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. I'm Michael, and see you on the next time of Let's Talk About Energy.